Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, a land of ice and snow, it's the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s right through today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. The one and only record released by the band The Night People on a 7-inch 45 on Seafair Records from Seattle, Washington. That was a tune called Get Clean. Maybe they were taking a shower when they wrote that, or taking a bath, or maybe they were kicking drugs. Anyways, that was from 1965. I'm DJ Frederick. I'm here with you on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. And this is program number 2503. All right, what's next on the playlist? A tune by the Turtles, as interpreted by Enoch Light. Thank you.
big train run. I want to move it down. Baby, 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 I want to move it down. I want to keep on moving. I want to keep on moving.
Exploring Science in the Sea. One of the changes that goes along with aging is hair color. Red, blonde, black, regardless of the original color, our hair almost always turns gray or silver. Fish don't have hair, but many of them do change color as they age. They can take on different color schemes as they move through different stages of life. Fish change color for many reasons. Some of the changes happen in a flash. A fish might blend into the background to protect itself from predators. Other changes are more gradual. A fish might change color when it switches gender, for example. Many fish keep the same basic scheme throughout life, especially those that spend their lives in the open ocean. The ones that are more likely to change color as they age are those that move around. They're born in one place, but they shift habitats as they grow and mature. Salmon, for example, have stripes when they hatch in rivers and streams. When they move out to sea, though, they take on a smoother, silvery tone. American eels, on the other hand, are colorless when they hatch in the open ocean. But as they mature and move into rivers and streams, they turn dark on top and light-colored on the bottom. And when they return to the ocean to spawn, they turn silvery bronze. And in some species, only some members change color as they age. Only males of the bluehead wrasse adopt the namesake color, and only when they mark out a territory, a colorful signal that they're ready to take a mate. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS. And at the Radio Thrift Shop, you never know what you're going to hear next. Thank you. Johnny Tartaglia with his version of Light My Fire. Well, this is DJ Frederick coming to you on the radio waves over WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and classical WSCS.org online. Couldn't say that when I started radio at WSCS. It was before the internet.
On today's episode, we're talking electronic music and the importance of a thorough resume. You're on the Soundbeat. Miklos Rocha had long considered using electronic music in a film. He got his chance when director Alfred Hitchcock and producer David O. Selznick approached him about scoring 1945's Spellbound. Wanting to add an atmospheric, contemplative air to the piece, he settled on the theremin. Here's a quote from Dr. Samuel Hoffman. "I put down theremin on my card without thinking much about it. When Miklos Rocha thought of using a theremin in his score for Spellbound, he called the union to see if any players were available. I was the only one listed at that time who could read music." Before Rocha's call, Hoffman was a practicing podiatrist in the Hollywood area. After the score won an Oscar, Hoffman and the theremin would feature in films like The Day the Earth Stood Still, It Came from Outer Space, and more. See the whole list right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Community radio for crate diggers, dusty groovers, and the musically adventurous. That means you. Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
Trey Allais with the Funky Flute, and before that, the Jamaica Corporation with a cover of Jonathan Richman's Egyptian Reggae. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Padre Island is perhaps best known for its visitors, spring breakers in March and April, endangered sea turtles during summer, and migrating birds in the winter. And there's plenty of room for them, because Padre is the longest barrier island in the world. Barrier islands form as waves and currents drive sand from the ocean floor toward land. Eventually, enough sand piles up to rise above the water. Such islands protect the coastline from tropical storms and other threats. Most barrier islands are long and skinny, including Padre Island. It stretches 113 miles along the Texas coast, from Corpus Christi to near the Rio Grande River. At its widest, though, it's only about 3 miles across. It separates the Gulf of Mexico from Laguna Madre, a super salty lagoon. Padre Island probably rose above the water at least 3,000 years ago. Today, its dunes reach heights of 25 feet or more. Plants have taken root on many of the dunes, holding them in place. The middle portion of the island is a national seashore, which protects both the island and its life, native and visitors alike. The list of creatures includes about 60 species of butterflies, about 400 species of both birds and plants, and 5 species of sea turtles. The endangered Kemp's Ridley is the most famous sea turtle. Dozens of females have been brought to the island to nest. The nests and hatchlings are protected until the youngsters can head out to sea, hopefully to visit Padre Island once again in the years ahead. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're tuned to the homegrown radio magic of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you.
Thank you.
A beautiful set rounded out by Roscoe Weathers and Poem for Anna. Before that, we heard the Smith Glamon Quartet with, it's the Quintet with the September Song. Toots Thielman with Bluesette. And we heard something just released in 2021 by Amanda Whiting, her version of Caravan. All right, this is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this trip up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. It's a little bit of a smorgasbord, a buffet. You never know quite what to expect at the Radio Thrift Shop, except to expect the unexpected. Nah, that was cliche. And this show is anything but cliche. Thank you for listening. And wishing you many blessings.